I'm Peter Bonner McNess, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Given your long involvement in helping investors purchase commercial property, what would you say has been their greatest misunderstanding?
Well, you know, it's always interesting when you discover some commercial property investors still feel contracts need to include a subject to finance clause so that they can check whether or not the funds will be available. However, they're in fact approaching things from the wrong angle. You see, you don't actually need to know that your finance is approved before entering into a deal. Besides, in the current commercial market, vendors are not really going to allow you to take the property off the market for any length of time so that you can get your finance organised.
So how do you help clients overcome that?
Well, what I've done for my clients is make available one of Melbourne's leading valuers who are on 95% of all valuation panels for the various lenders. Now, all you need to know in advance is the figure up to which a valuer will be prepared to support, and that way you also know that it'll be acceptable to the lender.
And now you have this information, how do you use that going forward?
First of all, you can make sure that you're not paying more than the financier is prepared to lend against. Because over the years, many people have felt that they've negotiated a top deal only to find that the banks will not be lending the expected 70% based on the contract.
And how else is it useful?
Well, the second reason for including a valuer is that being armed with that upper limit, you can also find it very helpful when negotiating with a vendor or a vendor's agent. And that's especially true when you reach an impasse where you can share the valuer's figure with the selling agent, who can then confront the vendor without appearing to talk down the price because it's an independent party. In other words, the vendor realises that if you don't buy the property, then everyone else looking at it is going to face exactly the same problem.
So that puts you in a rather strong position.
Yes, you're right, because you're starting to take control of the whole finance process because you have the comfort of knowing that you're not going to be overpaying. But more importantly, you're able to avoid any nasty surprises down the track by unwittingly agreeing to a price that won't be supported by a valuation. And therefore, with this in place, you're ready to begin negotiating to buy the property.
So, what are the crucial aspects involved in doing that?
One of the very first things you need to understand is that negotiating is a process, not an event. And as such, it shouldn't be hurried. And if you do rush things, one or other party will feel that they have sold it too cheaply or paid too much. And therefore, you need to respect the negotiating process, which is, in simple terms, comes down to three elements, the first of which is power. Now, as you delve deeper, you find that there are probably seven or eight different sources of power. And as a newcomer to negotiating, you'll discover you actually have more power than you in fact imagine. And it simply comes down to understanding what constitutes power and how it can be used. And that's, and I mean, in an ethical sense. And we're not talking about manipulation here. It's totally ethical.
And what else?
Well, the next element is information. And most people don't realise that the other side is quite often prepared to share information with you before the negotiation actually starts. And you can use that to your advantage down the track as things unfold. Now, during the information stage, you need to identify the motivations of the other party, which might relate to price or settlement. They may have a deadline or perhaps even be under financial pressure. But by identifying what it is, you can then structure your purchase proposal to provide them with what they need while also achieving what you want out of the negotiation itself. So the secret is to have more than one item under negotiation throughout the process.
Is there anything more?
Yes, it's the third crucial item, which is time. You see, you can use time to your advantage over the course of a negotiation to gain the confidence of the other side, building commitment in small steps along the way. And what I generally find is that 80% of concessions occur in the last 20% of a negotiation as you get closer to a deadline. However, in most cases, you'll find that the other side's stated deadlines will actually move and prove to be artificial.
Do you have one final tip for our listeners?
I alluded earlier to the need to have several items under negotiation at any one time, and we don't have the time now to go into them all, but the main ones for commercial property proposals would be the price, obviously, the deposit, the due diligence that you need to carry out on the property, and the actual settlement date. You see, if there's only one thing under negotiation and it's price, which is what most people tend to focus on, then someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. And so the more balls you have in the air at any one time, it takes the focus away from price and leaves the other side feeling that they've extracted the best deal. Now, I probably start out with a settlement date of 120 days, knowing full well that you can settle in 60 days. Now, you might initially propose a deposit of 5% on signing the contract and a further 5% as the due diligence is completed. And ultimately, you'll agree to initially a 10% deposit. But then again, you see, it's purely a negotiating tactic and something that you can try.
Well, that was quite expansive. So thank you for sharing it with us.
Well, you see, if the only thing under negotiation is price, which is what most people focus on, then someone is going to lose. And so the more balls you have in the air at any one time, it takes the focus away from the price and leaves the other side feeling that they've extracted the best possible deal.
As I said, that's been just great. Thank you.